Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Access and Allies miniatures. Find them at 127-games.com. Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Wargaming Recon is the only member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network to discuss historical and New England gaming. This is episode 128, Wargaming Recon in 2015. So welcome all of you. I want to say that I'm excited to have this new episode, the very first one, in fact, for the 2015 podcast season. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that I had taken the end of 2014 off because of Christmas and the holidays, plus my birthday is at the end of December. So I like to take that time to kind of recoup and relax and then start thinking about the new year and working on all of that. So during that time I had released one, I actually originally planned to release two, but I released one best of episode, one of the classic episodes, all spruced up with a little insight and everything, and sent that out for all of you to listen. But this episode, episode 128, it's the roadmap for Wargaming Recon for this podcast season for 2015. I kind of do this every year. I like to have goals or an agenda. In the past, I've done like 5 goals for 2014 or something like that. This time around, I figured, instead of just telling you what my goals are and make broad things like, I want to be better and this and that, everyone wants to be better, right? But what I want to do for this episode is I want to share with you some of the guests who I have confirmed who will be appearing on the show, what we'll be talking about, guests that I want to invite that I haven't yet, but I'm going to be extending some invitations to, some topics I'm going to cover, and just the different things that you can expect to happen over the next year of the show. I can tell you up front, without actually doing any sort of, without doing any sort of research, that I'm planning to do something that I had done last year. I'm planning to end the year with two best of episodes. One will be on December 21st, 2015, and the other will be January 4th, 2016. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. And I also want to let you know that I am planning to release 24 new episodes for this year. That'll be one more than was released in 2014. So let's go ahead and dig right in to what you can expect for the year. And if you're a new time listener, let me just back up for a minute. Now, welcome, of course. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. There's been all sorts of great stuff that I've released over the years. This is, in fact, episode 128, which means there's 127 episodes before this that you might enjoy and you should go on and check it out on our website. If you want to check out the show notes for this episode and to see any of the other stuff that I've done on the show and other things that we've talked about, maybe find out more about the show, about the guests and everything, head on over to the show notes for this episode. You can find them at wargamingforums.com/WR128. That's wargamingforums.com/WR128. So this roadmap has a lot of things for 2015 that I think will make this a very successful year. One of the things is I have a couple guests who are confirmed, and I can tell you that I don't know exactly when each of these guests will be appearing, but that I am delighted to say that Mr. Aaron Boston will be back here on the show. He's been on a million billion times, I feel. We just have so much fun chatting, and all of you seem to enjoy his episodes. He's one of the most popular guests with all of you. So I like to give you what you guys enjoy. He is going to be coming on, I think, next episode, actually, episode 129. And he will be talking about how to survive your friendly local game store closing for good. How you can get past when they shut the door and lock it and never open again. He's actually had a deal with that recently with his friendly local game store. So he will be using his experience with that and how he's gone past it, kind of as a roadmap, as a how-to for you, so that should you ever be in that situation, and we hope not, but should you ever be, that you have some sense of plan that you can make use of. And I'll also talk a little bit with him on a situation where I had a deal with a local game store closing and how I made use with that and moved on and everything. Then I can also tell you that I am delighted to say that although they weren't able to be on in the 2014 podcast season, that Mr. John and Mrs. Diane Sutherland will be on the show this year in 2015, and they will be discussing why their Wargame Holiday Center on the island of Crete had to close. The behind-the-scenes story, what actually happened. I tried to get that together and get it in for the end of the 2014 season, and due to illness and scheduling conflicts and all sorts of stuff, we were just all so busy we couldn't make it happen. So we're trying to get that exact date done, but I do know they want to be on. They will be on. We're going to make it happen, and then you will be able to listen to the true behind-the-scenes story for what happened there on that beautiful island of Crete, the Wargame Holiday Center. I am particularly sad because I don't know when I would get there, but I really wanted to someday get there and do some awesome wargaming with them. The photos from their social media is just amazing, and you can tell how talented they are. And even if you never use their Facebook page or any of their social media or went to the website for the Wargame Holiday Center, you've seen this stuff because John's wife, Diane, has the most famous hands in wargaming, as Mr. Henry Hyde likes to say, because she can be found in such a great magazine. It's Battle Games Magazine, which is now Miniature Wargames with Battle Games Magazine by Henry Hyde. And she does a whole series called The Tales of a Wargame Widow. So a lot of the stuff that is worked on for those articles had been used on the Wargame Holiday Center. Wargame Holidays Center, rather, on Crete. And just stuff that they've been able to use and techniques and everything. So I think that's going to be very fascinating. And I have a whole long list of guests that I haven't invited yet, but I will. And I have faith that a vast majority, if not all of them, I hope, will be willing to appear this year on the show. And I'm just getting this out there because I want you to know who I'm planning to get on this year. And there are some people who are going to be on this year, I hope, who have been on in the past, and some people maybe who are new, some who I hope will come back after a little bit of an absence. But I think that if I can even get half of these people to come on the show, I think that you'll be very, very excited by them, because I'm excited just thinking about them. These people, I'm going to list them all, right? But they're in no particular order. There's not like, I want this person the most, or this person the least. It's just these are all fantastic people. They're wonderful guests, and they're important in different ways to this hobby of ours. So I think that they will really be able to create a fascinating episode for you to listen to. So I had mentioned him already, but I want to get Henry Hyde on. Henry is just fantastic to have on. He can talk about anything. He's so knowledgeable and friendly and funny. Last time we talked about all sorts of stuff, and who knows what we'll cover the next time if I can get him on again. But I am looking forward to inviting him on, maybe talk about what's going on with his new book project. I know he has something that he wants to work on. He's been really dedicating himself to writing and even to doing fiction, I believe, too. He's looking forward to trying to work with that as a change of pace to his non-fic work. I want to get Jasper Overtise back on. In case you're not familiar, Jasper is the managing editor of publications for Karen Sideway Publishers. They're great folks. They put out a bunch of books, but most of us know them best probably for their work in putting out Wargame Soldiers and Strategy magazine, Ancient Warfare magazine, and Medieval Warfare magazine. Three great magazines of interest to military historians and wargamers. So I want to get him to come on and talk about what some new things are over at the publishers over there. And also maybe to see if he has any sort of an update on the Great Wargaming Survey. A lot of you really enjoyed that episode, and so did I, to talk about what was going on. And I know that he's hoping to repeat it in future years, and I don't know if they'll release another Great Wargaming Survey for 2015 or how frequently they intend to do it. And at the time that he and I had chatted, he was still digging through a lot of that kind of stuff. So I don't really know how far they've gotten into the analytics and looking at all the stats and everything, and how much more they intend to do. So there could be new insights and more updates on the 2014 Great Wargaming Survey, or it could be that maybe now there's going to be a new one. But either way, I think that would be pretty interesting because a lot of you liked it before, and if nothing else, I'm pretty fascinated in what he will have to say in that. And like I said, he was back on, and oh, it feels like a lifetime ago. And depending on when you're listening to this, it was a lifetime ago, really, but he was on, geez, episode 123, I believe. So that was a pretty good episode, quite a while ago. I'm also looking forward to getting someone new who hasn't been on here, and I've been wanting to get them on for quite a while. I want to get Mr. Guy Bowers on. He is the editor of War Games, Soldiers, and Strategy magazine, and I'd love to get an in-depth look at what happens over at WSNS. They're doing a lot more now with the Karen Sinway website, with blogs and video tutorials and just using social media for articles and content and conversation and all that kind of stuff to have really engaged individuals who are fans of their products. I'd love to see just what's in the pipe and what they like and what they don't. And WSNS is a magazine that I really love, and it's one that I've subscribed to in the past, and I think it's worth every penny. Just like to see what it's like for him to be at the helm. And I know in the past I've had Yasuo Ortiz on, where he kind of talked a little bit about this sort of stuff, but he came at it really as an overview of all of their titles. And I'd like to get something a little more in-depth for things that are specific to WSNS, which I think is a magazine that would be most interesting to all of you out of all three of the ones that Cameron Sinway puts out. So that's something I'm hoping to get on later on in 2015. I also want to do an episode with Mr. Steven Parento. Now, this is a gentleman who you may not have heard of. He is the event director for TotalCon. TotalCon you have heard of because I've talked about it a lot over the years here at Wargaming Recon. In fact, we are a proud sponsor of TotalCon, and I would like to have him on, whereas in the past I've had his wife, even before she was his wife, Angela, who is the media director or promotional director, but I'd like to have him on because event director is a big title, and I don't know about you, but this is an event director for just about every convention you go to, right? Does anyone truly know what they do? The difficulties, the hardships, the joys, how they make these things a success. We go to all these sorts of things, trade shows, one-day conventions, participation events. You go to them, and someone's organizing it. Someone's engineering all these events and happenings, and they make it look easy, or at least I know that Steven does, because whenever I go to TotalCon, it works so flawlessly. How does he do that? I think it would be fascinating to see how he makes it happen. And of course, he also, as event director, oversees miniatures events. He's not the minis guy per se. They don't actually have a minis guy, as far as I know, as of this moment, which it could change down the road. But he's kind of the head honcho for that too. So all of us wargamers, there's different aspects of wargaming, but many of us seem to enjoy miniatures wargaming as opposed to other variations of it. So I think it would be interesting to see that, because in the past I talked about what it's like to be a GM at TotalCon and to run an event and how to submit it and just how that whole process works and what it's like. And I've even kind of talked a little bit about that with Steven's wife, Angela, and then even have covered it from kind of different angles with other guests on some do's and don'ts for industry guests at conventions, on how they should and should not behave, and how us as attendees should be with them. But really, when you go to a convention, even if there is an industry guest or many industry guests, you're probably spending most of your time with other attendees or game masters, right? So I think it would be interesting to see how the conventions look at these sort of events and how they approach them and how they deal with them. So it's just something different that Steven can do and shed some light on, I think, for all of us. Speaking of Steven, there's another Steven I would love to have back on the show. I'm talking about Steven McLaughlin. He is the head honcho over at WWPD News from the Front and that whole variety of fantastic shows and blogs over there. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I absolutely refuse to allow another 72, 73 episodes to go by without him coming back on as a guest. Many a year went by from his first appearance on, I think it was episode 50, to when he came on last time, which was, geez, episode 120-something, 122. So I'm just not going to make it wait as long, because it's ridiculous, and I can't wait to have him back on again. So Steven, if you're listening, I'm going to be sending you an email at some point. Who knows what we'll chat about? Maybe we'll talk about Flames of War or something. I don't know. We'll find something, right, to talk about. And it'll be awesome. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. It'll be funny. I want you back on the show. And I can't wait forever because it was so good having him back on. So that's something I'm looking forward to. And speaking of blasts from the past, I want to have a guest on who hasn't been on in a few years. I'm talking about Mr. Russ Lockwood. He was on, was it back in 2013, I think, that I had him on. And he may even have been on in 2012 as well. And I can't quite recall if that... I can't recall if it was 2012 or not. But anyway, when he came on, he talked about a series of booklets that he was releasing. And he's not the author of them, but it's the Wally Simons Secrets of Wargame Design series. Wally Simon, a name well known for old American... I was going to say old American Grognards, but that's kind of a little bit of a redundancy, isn't it? But for a long time, American Wargamers in particular. And he's the editor of the Wally Simons Secrets Wargame Design. Plus, he's also an author of the Snappy Nappy Napoleonic Rules and Hyperspace Hack, which is sci-fi game rules. And a lot of people know him for the now defunct Magweb. And he's done just a variety of things. But when he came on, he talked about two of the volumes of the Wally Simons Secrets of Wargame Design. And he also talked a little bit about what it's like to be a wargame designer. So I would love to have him back on because it's still a third volume of Wally Simons Secrets of Wargame Design that we haven't talked about, we haven't covered. Plus, it'd be nice to have him to come on to talk about Snappy Nappy, his Napoleonic Rules, which are supposed to be accessible, entry-level kind of ones for people. Sort of Napoleonic Rules that you might pull out if you had, say, someone like myself coming over and you wanted to get us into Napoleonics. And then also, what he's done with the Wally Simons Secrets of Wargame Design, he's done with some other stuff. There's an individual, I believe, who was called Brother Monk, and I might have that wrong, in which case I hope you will forgive me, but who's known for a set of naval rules, Age of Sail, I believe they are, called As Per Margin. So that is something else that I think would be a lot of fun to chat about with him. And you know, actually, the more I think about it, As Per Margin, I got it wrong, it's not Brother Monk. The author whose name escapes me wrote Monk's Corner, which I believe was a column in, oh heck, one of you will correct me, MWAN or something like that. But anyway, Ross Lockwood has taken that stuff and has edited it and it's now, you know, released. But that would be something cool to kind of talk about. Or at least I think it would. And I think all of you might enjoy that. So hopefully I can get back in touch with Mr. Lockwood and get him back on. One thing I should note with his previous appearances is, unfortunately, at the time anyway, he didn't have, say, Skype or anything like that, so we had to record over telephone, which sounds fine, right? But the quality of the audio on telephone isn't always that great, because the way that I'm able to do it, the way that's free for me anyway, so that it doesn't cost me, it doesn't cost other people any money for long distance or whatever, is using a special internet recording service that uses telephones called TalkShoe, and it's how a lot of people began podcasting when they wanted to do phone calls with remote guests and that sort of stuff. So that's what I've done with him, and maybe we'll see if he has Skype or Google Plus or something so that we can do a digital sort of audio to get better quality for all of you over the coming years. Try to boost up the quality of the audio here on the show, and I'd hate to take a step backwards, but Russ is such a great guest. It has so much information that really, if the only way I can get him on is to do that talk show thing with the phone, that's what I'm going to do because it's worth it. It's not I think it is. It is worth it. And then there's two other guests who I'd like to invite. I want to invite back on the show Mr. Bill Detmers. He appeared in a very, very early episode of the show. It was, episode 40-something, 45, 47. He is the owner of 127games.com. 127games.com, as you know, because you heard it at the beginning of the show, is the sponsor for Wargaming Recon. But I don't want him to come on to talk about 127games.com, because then it's an infomercial and you tune out. And I mean, I wouldn't blame you. I would tune out too if I had to listen to a 45-minute or 60-minute episode where it's like 127games.com is great and you should buy such and such from 127games.com. And oh, at 127games.com, by the way, did we mention the name 127games.com. I'm exhausted just saying it for that for comedic effect. But if it was a legit episode, you would have turned it off ages ago, right? What I want him to come on for is he's a big fan of the Axis and Allies War at Sea game. And I used to play that a lot and I haven't played it in ages. And I know the game's kind of winded down, but the last few sets I hadn't paid any attention to. And I know a lot of people still play it because a variety of you have talked about it, and I used to cover it a lot. And I see it even being played and run over at TotalCon. In fact, one of the listener Dan, great guy who runs some fantastic War at Sea events. And I would just like to see what the state of War at Sea is now. How's it going? A lot of it's fan-driven, and there's online presences for that sort of thing. I'd like to just kind of find out a little bit more about that and how things are going now. So I think that would be an interesting episode, and also kind of a blast from the past for long-term listeners, for people who listened way back in episode 40, whatever. This is almost 100 episodes later. That's a lot, right? We're talking, what is that, 4 plus 5 years, something like that, difference from when he was first on to now. So it might be kind of interesting to have him on and to talk about that sort of stuff. And then this is one that I think a lot of you will be very excited about if I'm able to make it happen. I would like to have Mr. Neil Shook on the show again. And I say again because, well, he was on twice already. But it's funny because when he was first on, it was one of those earlier days back when the show's audio quality wasn't as great as it is now. And he actually spoke with my former co-host, Tom Barberlet. So I've never been able to chat with Neil. And yet, I love what he does with Meeples and Miniatures. I love his writing in Miniature Wargames magazine. Just, it's fascinating. And he's a huge inspiration for me. Not too long ago, in fact, I guess it was a day or two ago from the time that I'm recording this. I'm recording this in the middle of January 2015. But several days ago was his birthday. And so I put a thing up on our Facebook page just saying that I think we should all wish him a very happy birthday and that I hope he has a lot of fun. And just how much that I've gotten from listening to him over the years. And I know a lot of you love his show, and I would say you have every right to love his show because it's fantastic. For me, he's kind of the gold standard in wargame podcasting out there. And I love what I do here, and I love that all of you listen to Wargaming Recon, but really, Meeples and Miniatures it's a star on top of the tree. It's a cherry on the ice cream, right? And maybe you think we're like the whipped cream, which would be fantastic, and I appreciate that. But Neil is just like head and shoulders above. He's a giant among men, and so it would be fantastic to not only have him back on the show, but to be able to chat with him. So that's something that I hope I can make happen, and I don't know what we would talk about, but I would just, it would make my year to have him on the show. It's what it is. So hopefully we can get that to happen, and we'll see how it goes. And actually, in some ways, I kind of feel that there's this synchronicity with some of his earlier episodes of Meeples and Miniatures, what some people call the whisper years, and where I'm heading because, and I'll get into more of this later on, but his whisper years, so to speak, which were, geez, like 15 years ago or something like that, maybe not 15, but, you know, quite a while ago, it was a result of his son being small and not wanting to wake him up in the bedroom next to his when he was recording. And, you know, we're just not very far away from my wife and I having our first child for the baby to come, and the baby's going to be across the hall from where I record. And maybe I too will be entering my whisper years, so to speak. So just kind of have that common ground, you know, and to be able to pick his brain about that and share that with you for how it is, because it's not just with podcasting. There's a lot of us who are parents or parents to be, or, you know, we have others in our lives who maybe we need to make sure that we're considerate of when we're doing our wargaming, when we're doing our painting and our planning for events and having people over to game or getting stuff ready to go to the games store or to go to the club or wherever to get that going on. So I think it's applicable in many different regards. So these are just some of the guests that who will be on, who said yes, that we will be on in 2015, and others who I haven't asked yet, but I hope will come on. And then there's always a chance that there'll be new guests or that things will change. Change is the one constant, right? And then on top of all this, I have other topics that I'm looking forward to diving into. But before I get into those, I'm just going to recap who the guests are, because this has been, what, like 20 minutes, 25 minutes of me saying, oh, and this guest, they're pretty cool. And oh, how about these people? So I can tell you without a doubt that John and Diane Sutherland will be on in 2015. They're going to talk about the closing of the Wargame Holiday Center on Crete. Aaron Boschian will be on, I believe, episode 129 to talk about how to survive your friendly local game store closing. And then I have not invited these people yet, but I am looking to invite and hope they will come on. Mr. Henry Hyde, award-winning author and magazine editor. Yes for Orties, who is also a fantastic, I'm going to shorten it. Yes, such a magazine editor, although I know you do much more than that. Guy Bowers, who is editor for War Games, Soldiers, and Strategy magazine. Stephen Parento, event director for TotalCon. Stephen McLaughlin, head honcho over at WWPD News from the Front. Russ Lockwood, who is a wargame author, editor, and wargame designer. Neil Shook, no explanation necessary, right? And Bill Detmers, who is the owner of 127games.com, and who's just really into Axis and Allies War at Sea. So on top of that, I have a variety of topics that I am excited to cover in new and different ways, right? So one of the things that I love to do, and I think you guys enjoy hearing, at least I hope you do, is I love to talk about local conventions. The tagline for Wargaming Recon is historical and New England gaming, right? So sometimes things are historical gaming, sometimes they're New England gaming, sometimes they're both historical and New England gaming. And so I try to cover both aspects. So it doesn't have to be both to be on the show. It could be historical or it could be New England. But one of the things that can be both and sometimes is and is not are local conventions. And when I say local, I don't mean that they have to be a 5-minute drive from my house, but somewhere in New England, I like to cover some of the conventions. And there's just so many, I can't cover them all. It would cost too much money, take too much time and everything. But there are three that I like to give some airtime to because they're fantastic. They've done a lot. And it's my honor and privilege really to promote them and to say why they're awesome and why you should go to them if you can. So the first is TotalCon. That happens February 19th to the 22nd, 2015 at the Holiday Inn in Mansfield, Massachusetts. Now I can tell you that I am going to cover the con, but it won't be the same as it has been in previous years. So in the past, I've been there, I've stayed the Friday, the Saturday, and left on the Sunday, and I've recorded there, and at least that kind of stuff, and really done an in-depth sort of thing. I've even run events with others and done all that. And this year, just I won't be able to do it because of it. I'm going to talk about more of this later on in the episode. This one. Under the announcements that I haven't done that I'm going to talk about. But the BB is what it is. BB's due beginning of February. It's cutting it so close. I didn't pre-reg. I didn't book a hotel room. I didn't do any of that. I'm hoping to get there, if nothing else, for a couple hours. Maybe bring the kid and see how it goes. I don't know. But I can tell you that regardless of how much time I'm able to be there, if at all, I am going to talk about it. And like I said, I hope Stephen Parento come on and I'm going to promote it beforehand and say that you should go and I'll look at the event list and see what kind of cool things might be of interest to all of you. But I can also tell you that Wargaming Recon is a sponsor yet again. It's the second year in a row that we've been a sponsor of TotalCon. So I really hope that you'll be able to go to the con because it's fantastic. And just I'm proud to be a sponsor and to know these people and work with them and have all this kind of stuff going on. So be sure to check that out. And that will be, there'll be a whole episode or segments and multiple episodes devoted to TotalCon. HuzzahCon, which is May 15th to the 17th, 2015 at the Doubletree Hotel in South Portland, Maine. Now this is a con that I haven't been to in a few years and I'm really hoping that I'll be able to get there, that I'll be able to bring my wife and the baby, make a family trip out of it, still working on things and ironing some stuff out. There may be more news about this down the road and if I'm able to get there and to do it, one of the things I'm hoping to do is something that I've wanted to do for the past few years, which is a live recording. I don't have details is really what it is. And everything's still kind of up in the air with that. I'm hopefully optimistic about it, but I can't promise anything. But no matter what, going to cover it in some regard, promote it. If you look at the 2014 podcast season, I had Dean Emerson on, who is a organizer for Huzzah. And we just talked about some of the stuff that's happening and why it might be of interest. So if nothing else, we'll do a little info blurb about that and do an episode. And then there's another one that I've gone to, but I haven't really covered it per se. And that's the Havoc Game Convention, which is March 27th to the 29th, 2015 at the Mayronis Park in Shrewsbury, Mass. Havoc is one of the longest running historical gaming conventions in New England. And at one point it was probably the largest and it's gotten smaller over the years. It's more like a multi-day game day sort of thing is how I would put it. But they do a fantastic job. It's well done. A lot of really good and interesting historical games are held. And they're all participation games. It doesn't have a lot of the extra stuff, but it's good for what it is, and I enjoy it, and I try to make a point to go and spend a few hours there, and hopefully we'll be doing that again. Just, it's something I'd like to cover and talk about and chat about some of the games and things that I saw and products and all that kind of stuff. I use Havoc more than anything as a shopping trip. I don't tend to go and play games there, but I use it to catch up with people, and I'll see members of like the Boston Trade Bands and different things. And you also can get good preview glimpses of what's going to appear at Huzzah. A lot of the people who are GMs and who are going to run things at Huzzah use it just kind of as a testing ground to see how it goes, which is kind of cool. So I like to do that. And then there's vendors who go there who I don't get to see anywhere else. So that's a nice chance to make a few purchases. And then on top of those cons, I have other topics that I want to do. So there's some of the usuals. There's going to be a holiday gift guide for 2015. Love doing the holiday gift guide. You guys loved it last year. So that's going to be on there. I'm going to do a top 10 episode of 2015. That'll happen near the end of the year. I will do a Extra Life 24-hour Gamerthon episode. That'll be, of course, for 2015. And what's cool with this is I'm building off something that one of the listeners did last year. Listener Dave did a fantastic special eBay charity auction. There's going to be another one for this year in tune with this, and we're working on some special stuff to get that going on. If you're interested in maybe participating in it or putting some stuff up on the charity auction, this won't be until I think October or November. It's near the end of the year. But get in touch with me and we can see what we can get going on. I also want to talk about, it's a how-to really that I want to do on how you can play 1775 Rebellion, the board game, solo, how you can solo war game it. I alluded to it near the end of the 2014 podcast season. I plan to have an episode where I explain what I had done and what I think could work and what may not work for you and how to just kind of deal with that. I also want to do an episode where I talk about C.F. Wesencraft's book, Practical Wargaming. This is one that was recommended to me the last time Henry Hyde was on the show, and he said it would be really good, and I managed to buy it online. And Mr. Wesencraft is someone who knew Don Featherstone, and so just it's a really interesting book. I've lived through it, but I haven't read it, so that's something on my agenda to do, so I can talk about it here on the show. I also want to take some time to do some new things. I want to, of course, explore my new role, being a dad, and how to integrate that with being a wargamer, and integrate wargaming into being a dad, and all that kind of stuff. And that might be more of like, maybe I'll share little tidbits through a different episode, instead of one episode devoted to it. I want to talk about wargaming blogs and podcasts, and highlight some of them, some cool ones for different things and why you should check them out. I want to release, or rather re-release, more classic episodes. Ones from the earliest days of Wargaming Recon, before it was even known as Wargaming Recon. Spruce them all up, make them sound better, maybe give some behind-the-scenes peeks or insight into what was going on then, why it might be of interest to you now, as opposed to just going way back through our listing in iTunes and finding them. What you could do, I wouldn't recommend it just because each newer episode of the show sounds better than the older ones, and so I'd like to fix them up, is what it is, to make it worth your while, and to get those out to you. I want to talk about New England Game Days, local events here. I covered one last time, and it was fantastic, and I'd like to do more of that, maybe a chance to get out for a few hours, maybe playing something, and talk about some of the local happenings here in New England and Eastern Massachusetts and that sort of stuff. And then I want to talk about something different. Last year in 2014, I covered Kickstarter, or maybe it was 2013. I covered Kickstarter for Wargamers. Now I want to cover Patreon, which is a new thing. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more later on in the episode just because it's a service that I'm using and I will cover that with you guys in a little bit. But that's something I want to do like a whole episode on. And then on top of all of that, there's another topic, which I'm going to leave until we get into the mailbag section of this show, which we're almost at, because it was a suggestion from a listener. So those are topics that I'd like to do and things that I'm planning to have come out in 2015. It's a lot of things. But really, when you think about it, there's going to be 24 episodes is my goal for the 2015 podcast season, plus two best of episodes. So I need a lot of stuff to put in there, and things are always up in the air, right? Something can change. You just don't know, but it's good to have these plans. So moving on, let's get into the mailbag. On Facebook, listener Dave, yes, that listener Dave of the eBay charity auction for the Extra Life 24-Hour Gameathon for 2014 and for 2015, he posted a suggestion for a podcast subject. How about a review of the various Wargame Facebook pages that are abundant at the moment? I've seen some inspirational work on some of these pages that have really improved my techniques. In particular, I know, Dave, that you're into painting, and you head up the Battle Shades group over on Facebook, which has been fantastic and so supportive. So thank you, first of all, for your feedback and for all of your support. I want to expand this as a topic, so it's not just Facebook. Facebook's fantastic, don't get me wrong. But I want to cover useful social media for wargamers, helpful Facebook pages, Google groups, and all that sort of stuff, and why they're helpful, why you might want to check them out. I can tell you that there had been some Google groups that were, or G-plus entities, I guess you can call them, that were really useful to me from the 100th episode of Wargaming Recon. So that's something I can get into in an episode devoted to that. And I think it's a great topic. As time marches on, there's going to be more and more of this integration of technology with wargaming and the internet and social media and how it can help all of us, not just to connect, but for all these other things. So that would be very cool. And then I want to give a thank you to listener Andrew, because I got this really cool Christmas package. So in the package, I can tell you I'm very excited that there was a pocket edition of Ogre by Steve Jackson, which I am excited to try. I haven't opened it yet to play, but I'm looking forward to playing it. And then I can't wait to watch the 21st Century War Machines DVDs that he sent. So Andrew, if you're listening, thank you so much for the very kind Christmas package. It means a lot, and I'm most appreciative. So I love getting little parcels and communications from you. And I just love hearing from all of you. So whenever you want to get in touch, there's a million ways to do it. Not really, right? But there's a lot of different ways you can get in touch with me here at Wargaming Recon. There is, of course, the Facebook page. I'm on Twitter. There's the blog. You can leave a comment on the show notes. You can send an email to jonathan@wargamingrecon.com. That's a brand new email address, by the way. jonathan@wargamingrecon.com. jonathan@wargamingrecon.com. So you can do that, and Facebook, and all sorts of different ways. So that would be a good thing. And then we have that voicemail line where you can leave a verbal message and just all sorts of stuff. So that's pretty cool. And I'd love to hear from you and share your feedback here on the show. Then I have some announcements. First, I want to say that I'm very delighted to say that 127games.com has renewed their sponsorship for 2015. So I am, of course, thankful for their continued support, because without their financial support, it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to do the show. It costs money to go to conventions and game days and buy product and review it, and just even to run the blog and to have the equipment and all that kind of stuff. It costs a lot of money and a lot out of my pocket, and I don't mind, really, because I love to do it, but now that the baby's coming and all this other stuff, there's less money for things, and just it makes it so much easier knowing that I have their support. So really, if they happen to have anything that they're selling, that things that you could use, it's worth doing, because it's a great company, great business, you get good deals, and fantastic customer support. So it's worth checking out 127games.com. And if you do business with them, tell Mr. Detmers that you went there because of Jonathan over at Wargaming Recon. The other big announcement is the baby. And it's not new news per se, because I covered it way back on, what was it, episode 119. But I want to remind people, the baby is due in just a few weeks from the time that I'm recording this. This is, what, January 12th, 2015. Baby's due beginning of February. Just weeks, right? So who knows when the baby's going to come. Baby might come early. Baby might come late. I don't know. My wife doesn't know. Doctors don't know. Baby will be here when the baby's here. But it will impact things a little bit here at Wargaming Recon. So the easiest way to kind of stay up to date with this is to keep an eye on our social media, in particular the Facebook page, and also on Twitter. So wargamingforums.com/Facebook will take you to our Facebook page, and wargamingforums.com/tweet will take you to our Twitter account. And I'll have up, definitely on Facebook and most likely also on Twitter, I'll put an update after the baby's born. So why do you care about this other than maybe being happy for me, right? The reason why you should care is that depending on when the baby comes, I might not be able to do the recording that day. to release an episode that's supposed to be scheduled to come out. And maybe that means that I have something scheduled with a guest and I have to cancel last minute. If you're the guest, this might be an easy way to find out. Or if you're just listening, you know, maybe things are going to be different. And then also, when the baby comes, I'm taking some time off from work so that I can spend quality time with the little one, to help my wife out, and learn what it's like to be a dad and all that kind of stuff. And during that time, I'm still going to release podcast episodes for Wargaming Recon. But what they will be is classic episodes. So I'm having classic episodes kind of already prepared where I'll just release them. And the ones that come out then, I may not actually be able to record an insight in the beginning of it. It might just be the classic episode that sounds better and all that sort of stuff, so that it can just come out. So you may not hear the usual, like, hi, welcome to Wargaming Recon, and I'm so-and-so, and we're part of Troll in the Corner, and like all that kind of stuff. This is episode number whatever, and check out our show notes. Like, you might not hear that standard intro. Don't worry. The episodes are things I think you'll enjoy and you should listen to. It'll just be for a short span of time. So it might be one, might be two, maybe three episodes, maybe a few more. Because when you think about it, a new episode of Wargaming Recon comes out every other week. So two or three episodes, that's between 4 and 6 weeks. So it's not going to be a lot of episodes, but have stuff getting lined up for later on. And recording things now so that depending on when the baby comes, you might still hear something brand new and shiny as opposed to a fantastic classic episode that's been made to sound better. So hard to say, but I wanted to remind all of you about this so that you're not shocked and surprised when you're getting classic episodes all of a sudden and you realize that there's these photos online of a baby you and me. What's that about? That will happen, so we'll see how that goes. And then also I want to remind you, as I did at the start of the show, I'm working to schedule guests for the 2015 podcast season. If there's a guest that you would love for me to have on the show, give me their name. You can do so in the show notes or on Facebook or wherever, and say who you think you'd like to have on the show for you to listen to. And if you're able to get me in touch with them some way, I'd love to have that introduction, make it a little bit easier. And then before we move any further, I wanted to talk briefly about Patreon. I talked about it in, what was it, episode 127 or 126, near the end of 2014. And so I'm not going to do a whole song and dance about it, but this is the official launch of the Patreon page and Patreon support. So Patreon, it's kind of like Kickstarter. It's like an ongoing Kickstarter where people use it, content creators, podcasters, artists, musicians, whatever. A lot of podcasters are doing it now, where they do it as like an ongoing tip jar. So that if you like what I do here at Wargaming Recon and you want to financially show your appreciation, you can do so through Patreon. You can get a free account with them, and then there are different levels of support, different levels of donation, I guess you can call it. I have one level where you can pledge $1 or more per episode, and if you do that, you can expect to spend about $2 per month. You can pledge $5 or more per episode, and if you pledge $5 or more, I will be sure to thank you by name in each of the episodes that you are a patron of. And then I have a special level for sponsors. There's only one of these because I don't want to flood you with, you know, advertising and everything. But for $20 or more per episode, I will air a 60-second spot that'll be featured on all episodes of Wargaming Recon for as long as you are a patron at that level. It's going to cost about $40 a month because I figure roughly 2 episodes per month is how it tends to go. And then why am I using Patreon? Well, I kind of alluded to it earlier in the episode. Things cost money, and I'm trying to be able to ensure that with the baby coming, that I can continue to have this high quality that I've reached for the show, because I don't want you listening to crap. I don't want to put out stuff and feel embarrassed about it. I want to have really good audio quality. I want to have topics and things that are of interest to you. But there's only so much time that I can devote. There's only so much money that I can devote, right? So if I'm able to reach some of you, and if you say, wow, you know, we really get a lot of value out of Wargaming Recon. It's helped us out in different ways, and we'd like to financially contribute by being a Patreon patron. That will allow me to use that money to do things like to automate the editing, or maybe get new equipment. I can get different products to cover so that it doesn't cost me money. And then these other things also will make the show sound better so that it will save me time, where you will still end up with the same great quality and results that you guys deserve, but that give me some savings on my end so that I can continue to do this and to do it at the level that really you should expect if you don't. And if you do that, you need, and it's something that I owe to you, and it's something that I am proud to do. So that is just briefly why I'm using Patreon. There is so far one person who's a patron, and I'm very appreciative. So right now we have where we receive $1 per podcast episode. And so if any more of you want to participate and become patrons of us, please do so. I would be most grateful. And you can do that by going to wargamingforums.com, Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. I need to make sure that I make clear, because I just realized I haven't really said just yet. But no matter what, Wargaming Recon will always be free. I will never charge for content. I'll never say, you need to pay me money in order to hear this, because I think that's crap, right? I am devoted to bringing you free content so that you can listen to when you have free time, when you're painting, you're at the gym, you're commuting, or whatever, to hear things of interest to you about wargaming. I'm not going to say, hey, the only way you can get these episodes is by being a member of Patreon and giving us money, because no, that's not how it works for me. Because if that was the case, I wouldn't do it. Patreon is just kind of a way for you to say, hey, yeah, I have a few bucks. I can donate a few dollars a month to say thank you because I've gotten something of value out of listening to Wargaming Recon. That's what that's about. But no matter what, I will continue to release Wargaming Recon. You will be able to get it through our blog, through iTunes, through Stitcher, through all the other ways that you can, through Wargame Vault and everything. And it will cost you a dime to do that. You'll always be able to get it for free. Patreon is just something in addition to, if you so like to do. So this is the very first episode that will be covered by Patreon. For people who back on there, you can expect to see that this will count towards that and that you'll be charged, so to speak. And all the episodes moving forward, unless for some reason I pull one out or whatever, they will count towards what you pay. I also want to just back up and say, let's say that you are a backer, or you wish to become a backer on Patreon, you wish to become a patron, and you're afraid, well, what if for some reason, in 1 month I go crazy, right? Jonathan goes crazy and he releases like 20 episodes and I pledge $1 episode, but I don't really want to be paying 20 bucks a month. You don't have to worry. You can set a maximum limit. You can say, I'm going to pledge $1 an episode, but just in case he goes crazy and he releases a lot of episodes, I'm going to do a cap. I'll cap off my monthly contribution at $5 a month. So that even if I were to be like, oh, I'm going to release 50 episodes in 1 month, you're not going to pay 50 bucks. You're paying no more than what your cap is. $5 in my example, you might do a cap of 10, you might do a cap of 4, or whatever. You can do that depending on what it is. So that's something to keep in mind. And I haven't made it official and still something I'm working on trying to decide, but I'm thinking that I will be making the classic episodes as free on Patreon as well. So even if you're a supporter, I'm planning, don't hold me to it, just in case I change my mind, because I'm still trying to mull it over. But I'm thinking that when I reissue the classic episodes, since they're not new content, so to speak, that they will not count towards your contributions on Patreon if you are a Patreon patron, which is a little, it feels weird saying Patreon patron, but if you support us via Patreon, I guess is the way I should say it. So that's just one other thing to keep in mind with that. Again, it's not 100%, but it's something I'm thinking about. But if you have any questions about Patreon and about whether or not to support Wargaming Recon that way, if you're not sure, get in touch with me and, you know, I'll talk to you about it. And don't worry, I'm not going to say go ahead and support just because I want your money. If I think it's not going to be useful for you, or if you just are too unsure or you can't, don't worry about it. It's fine. The show's going to still be here. I'm still going to be putting out content to plan. This is just to kind of make it a little easier for me to be able to do this for you, so that there'll be fewer burdens and hurdles for me to overcome to give you the same content. And then, of course, I want to remind you, especially since this is like the roadmap episode for 2015, the way to stay up to date on what's going to be happening in upcoming episodes is check out the episode guide. Go to wargamingforums.com/episode guide. Don't worry, it's in the show notes. But that'll tell you all the things that are planned for 2015, so you'll be able to see what the dates are that each episode will come out, if I have a title, or what the topic might be, or a guest if they're going to be on. Sometimes things move around with that. It'll give you a general idea. And then it also has links to the episode guides from past years, which is a great and easy way to go and listen to an episode you may not have seen, or rather, may not have heard. And then it also has the links to the show notes for those episodes. So maybe I covered something in a few years ago, and yeah, you want to listen to it, but perhaps maybe you're even more interested in some links that I added to it too, a product I talked about or a video review somewhere or something. So that's probably an easier way for you to go ahead and get all of that. So that is the episode for this year. That's episode 128, Wargaming Recon in 2015. I mentioned the show notes. You can get those over at wargamingforums.com/WR128. That's wargamingforums.com/WR128. As you can tell, I'm very excited for this year. This is the first episode of 2015, and I'm looking forward to having lots of new and exciting content for you to hear in the 2015 podcast season. There's going to be all sorts of crazy stuff happening in my life. Babies coming, and we've been in the house for a few years, and just so many new and exciting and fun things, and a lot of stuff that I have that I want to do on the show. We'll see how it goes, and just hope you bear with me as these changes come flying at me, and of course at you. As I said, change is the one constant, right? So until next time, don't forget that episode 129 will be coming out in, oh geez, what's the date on that? On February 2nd, which is actually right before the babies do. February 2nd will be episode 129, How to Survive Your Friendly Little Game Store Closing with guest Aaron Boston. And until then, I hope that no matter what's going on in your lives, no matter how much you're recuperating from the holidays and all your new wargaming toys are being played with and everything, that just everything that's going on, you take some time because you have to keep on gaming.
Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Cast, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon and all of the other podcasts that you know and love. Or you can always stream and download the latest episode of Wargaming Recon by heading on over to the show notes for that episode.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner Network at trollitc.com and give Indie Talks a listen.
Geeks Explicitly. New episodes coming at you every Thursday, talking about geek life. If you don't listen to Geeks Explicitly, then only at trollitc.com.
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.
Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. Visit www.trollitc.com for more information. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Stitcher Radio. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Access and Allies miniatures. Find them at 12-7-games.com.